Western producer. In mid-November, Kubota announced changes to its line of UTVs with two new diesel-powered models. The first one is the RTV X series, said Justin Parrott, product manager for turf and RTV products at Kubota. This is going to be the replacement for the previous X900 and X1120 models. And it's really packed in a ton of new features that are especially useful on the farm. It's built on the foundation of our tried and true RTV platform with the Kubota diesel engine. This model comes standard with the larger engine. This one puts out 24.8 horsepower as well as 51.5 foot-pounds of torque. It has the hydrostatic VHTX transmission. The hydrostatic transmissions have no clutches or drive belts to worry about, which sets them apart from typical UTV transmissions. And the hydrostatic drive will help slow the UTV down when the driver lets up on the accelerator. It's really a transmission that's built to last, Parrott continued. We're masters in hydrostatic transmission with our compact tractors, and that really carries over nicely into the utility vehicle segment. One thing farmers may appreciate is the optional folding sides of the ProConvert cargo box that will quickly turn it into a flat deck, so it can be loaded from all three sides. If you have a pallet or something bulky, you can get it on the machine a lot easier than you could in the past, Parrott added. And the RTVX gets a facelift as well. The front hood has been updated with a new look, as well as LED headlights. Heavy-duty, multi-purpose tires help give the machine a more aggressive appearance, too. The new tires are a great crossover, said Parrott. They have better traction while still protecting turf. They're longer-lasting with a nice tough, aggressive appearance with a nicer sidewall design. Aside from the RTVX, the brand is also launching the X1130, which is a completely new model. It has an extended cargo bed that measures a full 6 feet, making it significantly bigger than the typical 4-foot box found on most UTVs. It's rated for a 1,200-pound, 544-kilogram payload. When it comes to pulling, the X1130 gets a 1,300-pound, 590-kilogram, tow rating. We think this one will be a really great fit on the farm, Parrott said. It's definitely quite the workhorse. Structurally, the X1130 has a longer chassis but it uses the same driveline components as the X series. It has the same 24.8 horsepower engine, hydrostatic two-range transmission, true four-wheel drive with a limited slip front differential and a lockable rear differential. Those features are standard across the entire diesel model series. As far as the diesel series goes, we're up to 4 models in total, said Parrott. We still have the X1100C, which is our cabin model with factory air conditioning with an automotive-grade cab. At the moment, that's just available on the X1100C model. However, every one of our models comes with a modular cab you can build onto. You can choose different windshields, canopies, doors. So you can really build all the models out to be full cabin machines. The X1100C is the only model in our line right now that has air conditioning. However, Parrott said the brand constantly sees demand for more driver comfort, and air conditioning may eventually become available across the model lines. You see it in the automotive world with trucks. Trucks used to be very bare bones. Now trucks are as comfortable as cars. We're seeing the same trend in the UTV space too. Kubota will also continue to offer the X1140, which has a convertible design, allowing it to be a four-seater with a shorter box, or it can morph into a two-seater providing more capacity in the back. Then we have our smaller, mid-sized machine, the RTV520. It's kind of a smaller version of our diesels. It uses a gas engine with a hydrostatic transmission, but it's a little more compact, more nimble and easier to drive. Sasktoday.ca is Saskatchewan's homepage. Bookmark us at this link.